here's the fact of the matter for us as Christians. He is ever near you. We don't have to struggle for it. We don't have to impress him. He has taken us in. God the Father taken us in as our Father and Christ as our brother. I was always the big brother. It's kind of neat for me to think that I have a big brother that can do anything. Matthew 1:23b. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Someone, I forgot who I first read this, but they said that this is the thing you don't want to miss, that he did not just come to die for us. He came to live like us. He came to experience that human life as God, as a human. Christ is God with us. He is omnipresent. Even while he was alive on the earth, he was omnipresent. We see this because he says in Matthew 18:20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, this is all present tense, there am I in the midst of them. You see, he was willing to resist using any of his godly privileges on his own while he was on this earth. But there are certain things that were true well beyond his determination to use it or not. And that is, he is omnipresent God. He's part of the Trinity. So this is not a, you know, this is the truth, not just a, what do you call it, a symbolism or something like that. So he is ever near you, reading every thought. You can talk to him just in your mind. You think your thoughts are fleeting and worthless, but to him, these things are precious. So look to him, know him as God with you. That's my challenge tonight. Psalm 20, verse 5. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. You'll see that making camp. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions, what you ask. Psalm 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That's one of those things that people are quick to say, I can have anything I desire. Yes, while you're delighting yourself in the Lord. When you actually come to the place where you want what he wants, then he gives you the desires of your heart. It's a safe thing to ask. The Hebrew word translated petitions and desires in these two verses is the same word in each verse. And these are the only verses in the Bible in which this word is used. So learn to rejoice in his salvation, to delight in him. Alexander McLaren, and he was a man of his times, and I was looking through his commentaries on... His commentary is really just a list of his sermons in chronological order, Bible order, and he's near worthless in Genesis. He was too influenced by his day and the people thinking that science had proven that evolution was true, or at least eons and all that. But the rest of Scripture, he just had an eloquence about it. So let's work our way through this long quote. He says, the reason why life is troubled and restlessness lies not without but within. Something wrong with that, but no. It is not our changing circumstances that we're quick to blame, but our unregulated desires that rob us of peace. We are feverish, not because of the external temperature, but because of the state of our blood. The very emotion of desire disturbs us, wishes make us unquiet, and when a whole heart full of varying, sometimes contradictory longings is boiling within a man, how can he but tremble and quiver? One desire unfulfilled is enough to banish tranquility, but how can it survive a dozen dragging different ways? A deep lesson lies in that word distraction, which has come to be so closely attached to desires. The lesson that all eager longing tears the heart asunder. Unbridled and varying wishes then are the worst enemies of our repose. So, what is the answer to this? Never want anything, never strive for anything better? No, the point of it is this. Where is your focus? Where is your treasure? What are you making the focal point of your life? Let Him be your positive focus. The world seeks its positive focus elsewhere, in things, in sports, sensations, special feelings, possessions, accomplishments, bank accounts. God planted that longing for a positive focus in the human soul, but only He can fully satisfy it. So delight yourself in Him. See? Delight thyself also in the Lord. There's the focus of your delight. All the rest just becomes extras. Let Him become the desire of your heart. Isn't that a glorious thought? Maybe I have to suffer through deprivation, trials, but if in the end I can claim more of Him, this has been a victory. Albert Barnes, the meaning here is that we should seek our happiness in God, in His being, His perfections, His friendship, His love. Adam Clark says, expect all thy happiness from Him and seek it in Him. Get your happiness there, and then if you go to the amusement park, you can have fun too. But don't seek your happiness. Don't seek the joy of life in your amusement park. It's too fragile, too fleeting. He is ever near you. God with us. Let's take courage in that. Let's take direction in that. Comments on that? Bring up some thoughts.